From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
How do you feel about decriminalising possession of all drugs for personal use? It's TDs and senators from basically across the political divide who've recommended that the possession of drugs for personal use be fully decriminalised and that the move should apply to all of the illicit substances. And I know that you heard Ciara on the Claire Byrne show earlier today debating the merits of this, but we want to talk to you, listeners, about whether or not you think it's a good idea. Michael Geeran is an addiction therapist. Michael's with me here on the programme first today. Michael, what's your take on this?
Good afternoon, Andrea, and this eagerly awaited report from the committee, which arose from the Citizens' Assembly into drug.
Can you hear me, Michael? You can. Sorry, Michael, the line just dipped there for a second. Apologies. Carry on.
These are fairly radical proposals to decriminalise all substances, irrespective of what they are, under a certain amount of personal use.
Do you know what, Michael? I'm going to cut across you there for a second because I just want to make sure that we catch everything you're saying. So I just want to check your phone line. So just bear with me there, Michael, for a moment. It's 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. Dean is with me on the line today. Dean, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Dean, thanks for joining us on the programme. You're a recovering addict, is that right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about this committee recommendation today that potentially we could decriminalise the possession of drugs for personal use?
I think it's about time because, you know, if you look at stats, over like roughly 70% of drug offences are all for personal use. You know, and speaking from experience, in the past, you know, in my past life, you know, over 7.5 years clean now, but my past life, if I was stopped with, you know, a bag of weed or a bag of coke or whatever and it was taken off me, I was stuck in addiction. So I had to go then and do what I had to do to replace that, you know. And, you know, if I was out all day, typical addict is out all day long scraping up money to get their fix. You know, this person is sick. This person doesn't decide they want to be an addict, you know. So when they're out all day looking, trying to get money up to get their drug and they get it, and it's like, right, now I can take my drug because they need it, and it gets taken off them by the guards and they might get a charge sheet. They're going to go then and do whatever they have to do to get that drug back, you know. So I think it's very unfair to the addict because, you know, especially as well with, you know, they get charges for drug offences. It doesn't say that, it wouldn't say, if people were doing a check on them, it wouldn't say, oh, a small possession of cannabis. It just says drug offences, you know, so that if they later in life get clean through recovery or whichever way they get clean, they're going for jobs, that's then going to hurt them. You know, that's why you see so many people out there, they're stuck in that life because they have big drug charges. But people with personal use, you know, I know it's still bad, but it's the fact that a lot of people out there are sick and they're not getting the help they deserve. They're getting taken off them and treated like criminals when they're actually addicts. They're actually sick people.
Well, we can probably all agree that the system that's there at the moment, I mean, just look around Dublin and we hear from listeners constantly about, you know, cities, towns across the country. The system that we have isn't working in addressing this. So we probably should at least consider a different approach or doing something else. So you think that decriminalising possession for personal use only, Dean, would actually help to do that?
Like, they could even do a 6-month trial or an 8-month or even a 6-week trial, you know, just to see, because it would drastically change things. Because you see people, people are getting mixed up in that life because they're owing out money because they're having to get drugs on tick, you know, whereas they're getting their personal use and they're going off and they're using the drug, you know, they're not finding out about recovery either. You know, they're classed as criminals in the public eye, which I think, you know, needs to change because, like myself, when I was living in Dublin, you know, I was told, oh, just stop using drugs or just stop drinking. You know, I was looked down upon because I was using drugs, whereas I had no idea that I was sick. You know, it wasn't until I left Dublin that I found out about recovery and I found out about NA. And, you know, my whole life has had to change in the last 9 years. And it's like standing where I am today. You know, I can hear the birds singing. I can enjoy the sun where so many addicts are out there just looking for that next drug. And then they're worried about being stopped by the police. They're worried about people looking down on them. And it would make a big difference if it was decriminalised.
Yeah, Michael Gearn is back with us, Dean, as well. Dean maybe suggested, Michael, you know, something like a kind of a 6 or 8 week trial, or perhaps even up to 6 months. Very hard to come back from that, though, isn't it? If you're to run a kind of a trial period.
Yes, it would be very hard. And while I concur with everything that Dean has said in relation to stigmatisation and marginalisation of people with drug problems who are actually ill, I don't think that if we did decriminalise for a trial period, that it would be possible to roll back and recriminalise possession for personal use. I'm in favour of decriminalisation for personal use because I think the one thing we have proved conclusively over 40 years is that putting criminal sanctions in place for people who are carrying a certain amount of drugs for personal use is pointless and does nothing to help the person in terms of their addiction and so on. So Dean's points were very, very useful insights from the coalface, if you like.
How do you regulate this? How do we decide what drugs, how much constitutes personal use? How do you rules around this?
Well, you see, this is what remains to be seen because the committee's report are merely recommendations that will now go to our elected representatives. And if any laws are to be enacted or repealed as a result of this committee's report, that will be a matter for the government, not necessarily for the committee. I think the report is quite radical. I welcome a lot of it. I think provided, and this is the caveat, decriminalisation of drugs for personal use in isolation will solve nothing of itself. What needs to happen is we need to look at the whole ecosystem of drug use in Ireland with a particular emphasis on education and prevention, because we cannot decriminalise the possession of a substance for a young person without educating them on the potential dangers of that substance. And we have fallen down woefully in that respect historically for as long as I can remember.
Yeah. And that's something, Dean, you probably likely agree with as well. The support services that need to be there for people when they're actually, you know, engaging with and going through the treatment that's available.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like I'd work alongside with Narcotics Anonymous. And, you know, we leave, you know, cards and leaflets and stuff into Garda stations and doctors and stuff. But, you know, even if, you know, let's say it was passed, you know, and two guards pull up on this young fella and he only has personal use and he gets to keep it. If the guard then could give a little message, you know, oh, if you need any help, we have cards in the Garda station for, you know, recovery for Narcotics Anonymous or anything like that. He could walk away from that guard thinking, but you know what, that was very nice of him. You know, I might actually take him up on that rather than getting arrested, printed the back of the police car into the Garda station and leaving the Garda station with a charge sheet and having to appear in court. He's then going to think, well, you know what? He's only this or he's only that. You know, big, big changes with big benefits. you know.
Some of the texts coming in on this, right, just to give listeners a bit of a flavour of what some of our listeners, how they feel about this today. 087 1400 106 is the number. I don't think the decriminalisation of drugs works. Look at the likes of San Francisco. Look at Portland. That doesn't look too good there at the moment. Help should be given, absolutely. Drugs removed, but it isn't an easy solution. Another listener makes the point, we should legalise all drugs, but the violent drug gangs out of business. You see, Michael, that's... You know, where I'm kind of on the fence about this, to be honest with you, and I'm very much here to be convinced by, you know, by those that know an awful lot more about this than I do. But I mean, like, if somebody, you know, if you're a drug dealer, surely now you're going, you just find out, you get the details when the committee or the government decide on how much is going to, like, the amount that is personal use, and that's how you send people out dealing with that amount of drug, you know, cannabis or whatever it is on them. You sell it in the, like, you go round and you're pushing it in the smaller amounts that will be under the law of personal use. Like, they're doing nothing against the law.
And it's not illegal to do so. You're absolutely right. And I mean, this is why I'm saying that there needs to be, like, this, the headline grabbing piece of this report was the recommendation to decriminalise. But there are so many other things that need to happen in Ireland before we get a handle on harmful drug use. Like, that's just one thing. We stop criminalising and stigmatising people and move to a health-led approach, and that is correct. But, like, what Dean said there about supporting people who have addictions and providing them with information and services is all very true. But the gold standard in terms of getting a handle on drug use, particularly cocaine use in Ireland, is stopping people becoming addicted in the first instance. And that's why education at junior cycle and secondary school is absolutely critically important, isn't happening. We have no reason to believe that it will happen, but therein lies the answer.
Pat, stay with me, Michael, for a moment, if you don't mind. I just want to bring Pat in as well. Pat, how do you feel about this? You've been listening to Michael and to Dean there. What's your thoughts on decriminalising?
Yeah, well, Michael was just on about the education side of it. But if you decriminalise this, you're actually saying that this is okay. So what Michael was hinting at is we need to educate people the harms of this, the destruction it does. And I gave a lot of submissions and detailed submissions to the Citizens' Assembly on drugs, and I was one of these that recommended we need to go down a health way of this. Now, okay. Unfortunately, this health side of things was misinterpreted, and where I'm coming from this, from a health side of things, is, as Dean said and as Michael said, people, when they go down the road of drug addiction and things, there's underlying problems, and we need to identify these underlying problems. We need to put supports in place, but the last thing we need to do is make this out to be a normal and that we'll discriminate it. I believe, and I was totally for this, that we shouldn't treat these people as criminals. These are people that have underlying problems, and there should be a health-led approach with this. Now, I know, and I've seen it, and I was impressed with the Commissioner Justin Kelly. Justin Kelly gave a fantastic talk on that Citizens' Assembly on drugs, and it showed me he was a very dedicated, very experienced guy, and I know that one of the submissions he said on this is he didn't want to see going down this road. He was for this health approach, and this is where we're coming out of. This, decriminalising this is only making it out to be a norm, and this is okay. And where what Michael said and what others said as well is that the unfortunate part of this is what do we determine is for personal use. Mm. This is only a loophole that will be exploited, and even drug dealers, they'll say to somebody, sure, there's your fix now, and sure, if you get caught, just say it's for your personal use. That's the wrong road of going down.
And you presumably there'd have to be an age limit as well. There'd have to be an age limit too, wouldn't there, Pat? Around this.
There would have to be an age limit, but like, as Michael said, we have to educate people to destruction. And where I was coming from this, from a health side of things, is I'm coming from this strongly in a mental health side of things. And I'm coming at this from a side, the mental health effect that this has on the individuals, on communities, and on life as a whole. I'm even thinking of older people that are in a state that have to put up with unbelievable complex behaviour. And where I have a problem with this is they're talking about the local authorities will regulate this. I've seen, and as I said, this is only a loophole and this is only another thing for the local authorities. There'll be nothing done about it. We need to have proper health professionals dealing with this and we need to get this away from the public service side of things, and we need to start to look at this as a serious health problem.
This listener makes the point, I think for medical reasons, decriminalising the possession of drugs for personal use is okay, but otherwise I don't agree. I think these days people who start taking drugs know full well about the dangerous and addictive nature of it, and I think that people need to be held accountable and not mollycoddled. John is on the line. John, how do you feel about decriminalising drugs for personal use?
I think it's the right decision. I think it's the decision that the evidence that the committee has heard, that the Citizens Assembly has heard, all the evidence from all the international experts, the people who study this, that says criminalising drug users causes more harm than it fixes. It's a relatively simple. We've been criminalising drug users for 50 years and it hasn't worked.
No.
Drug use has gone up. The point, there's some points I'd like to come back to. The point about sale versus possession is a relatively simple thing. It's not a weight thing. It's not a volume thing. It's, are you selling it? But the guards can investigate, get evidence, prosecute. So it changes nothing in terms of the quantity doesn't determine whether you're selling it.
Presumably, if you're stomped on the street and you're asked, the answer to that question is no. It's personal use.
Yes, but there's obviously, there can be some limits that make sense. You know, a huge amount is not allowed. But, you know, it still ultimately is the person selling it. The drug, the guards investigate. They find the people who are selling it and prosecute them.
Yeah, you think that's easily managed?
I think it should be no different than what is now. You gather evidence for your case, and you bring it to the prosecution and you bring it to the courts. And if the evidence is there, you prosecute. I think it's the Oregon case and the British Columbia case are not like comparisons. They went a commercial route, they commercialised drugs, and that did lead to negative effects. But most of Europe, bar Ireland, bar the UK, have decriminalised. Germany, Spain, Italy, Portugal, Czech Republic, Malta, Belgium, Luxembourg were one of the few countries in Europe with criminal sanctions for drugs. Yes, we have one of the highest drug deaths in the world.
And the open drug taking that we hear constantly about, you know, day in, day out, John, from listeners, you know, reporting that, witnessing it themselves for their own eyes in the afternoon and any of our towns and cities across the country. What about you, Frank? I believe you think there should be some sort of age limit or age restriction. Is that right?
Well, my view is like, if you're, it's different to alcohol. Alcohol is a different drug, but the likes of marijuana, I think, should be decriminalised all across the board. Harder drugs like cocaine and heroin, I'm not so sure. But, like, I'm 52 years of age. If I go out today and buy some marijuana, that money is going straight to a cartel. That's my problem with it. All these drugs are being sold across the whole of Europe and the world, and these cartels are making endless amount of money.
Well, presumably the manufacturing and the trafficking, it's still would still be illegal. Do you know what I mean? Under the personal use.
Yeah, but if it's decriminalised and I'm allowed to grow my own marijuana, I thought I'd cut out. I'm not giving the Kinahan my money. I even seen it in my local town. Guys that are on social welfare coming out of the dole office or the post office with their money, and there's a drug gang waiting there to collect the money that they owe. And that's going straight up the line to whoever the leader of that gang, and then it goes on to the cartel in Ireland, then goes on to the cartels in Europe. Like, it's a joke when you think of it. We're spending so much money prosecuting and putting guys in jail. The war on drugs hasn't worked.
Yeah, so we do need some kind of change then. Michael, is somebody, just to go back to Michael Gearn there, who's an addiction therapist and all of this, what country has the gold standard in your view? Like, whose lead should we follow? Because Portugal is often cited. I mean, more recently, Toronto, you know, the Canadians and their approach, and yet still we hear so much criticism. But do you have a gold standard that you look to?
Well, I think that Portugal was held up as being the poster boy of Europe at one stage because it was very progressive in its approach to drugs. I don't think their light is shining as brightly now as it was. I think, to go back to what one of the people said, that we are one of the last countries that hasn't decriminalised within the European Union. You can gauge the success or otherwise of that by the amount of resources and supports that are put in around a move towards decriminalisation. And I think with the current state of play in Ireland, if we decriminalise only and we don't proactively invest in education, in drug black spots, in areas of social and economic disadvantage, and I mean considerable investment, it will lead to are the things that you have pointed out, like people can distribute in amounts that would be considered to be personal use and get off scot-free and that kind of thing. I am not at all against decriminalisation, but what I am against is the absolutely woeful lack of or paucity of supports, diversions and so on that are there for young people at a point where they can be redeemed, where they are not in full-blown addiction.
Listener here tells me they're just back from Amsterdam and Frankfurt. It's legalised and it's not a problem. This is for cannabis, for weed. For God's sake, making criminals out of normal people, as far as I can see, says this listener. Another texter makes the point as well today that anybody they know doesn't agree with the idea of decriminalising drugs for personal use. I don't know who the TDs and senators are actually listening to, but I think it's a small minority of people who are in favour. Go to the streets anywhere in the country, the stench of cannabis is awful, despite the fact that it's an illegal drug. A blind eye has been turned to the problem, and as a consequence, it's now accepted and normalised. Do the politicians and others even look at the negative health consequences of these drugs and the resulting health costs to the state and the taxpayer? Well, you heard the majority of our callers here today seem to think that decriminalising personal use, drugs for personal use, is actually the way to go. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com if you want to share your own thoughts, views with us. That's Michael Gearan, Dean, Pat, John, Frank. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.